Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord. We thank Him for another day's journey. We thank Him for all of the blessings that were bestowed upon us. He kept us in the midst of this day, and we are certainly grateful for the Lord's keeping power. Amen. We say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy and righteous name. Truly the Lord is good, and his mercies endure to all generations. From generation to generation, he is a merciful God. The prophet Jeremiah remembered his affliction, the wormwood and the gall. He remembered, this he recalls to mind, therefore have he hope. He remembered it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we seek. It's not because we've been so good. It's not because we deserve it. But we have a God who is loving and compassionate, who's moved with compassion, who has compassion upon his brow. And we thank God for his love, his unfailing love. And we bless his holy and righteous name. We lift him up. Truly, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And we can't make it without him. Can't make it. So we bless him. We bless him. So Paul said, it's in him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. So we thank God that he's keeping us in spite of anything, in spite of everything that's going on. It is the Lord who's keeping us. Amen. So we bless his holy and righteous name. We're still studying from the book of Matthew, chapter 24. We're talking now about the end time. We're still talking about the end time. That's where we're living at. We're living in the end. These are the last and the evil days. The midnight experience, the midnight call, the midnight cry. You know, this is where we are. You know, people are desperate, looking for something, needing something. You know, searching here, searching there, seeking happiness and all kinds of things and can't find it there. Looking for love in all of the wrong places. Looking for love and can't find it. You know, Jesus says, come unto me, all you that are labored and heavily laden. For my yoke is easy, and my burdens, they are light. Looking for something, needing something, peace, you know, peace of God that passes all understanding. Looking for peace, looking for happiness, looking for joy. You know, we do it sometimes. People do it for these external things, and they look outside of themselves, but the real joy comes from the Holy Spirit inside of you, the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of heaven Bible tells us is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for his presence. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for his word on the record that gives us understanding, that gives us comfort, that blesses our heart. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Matthew chapter 24. Last week we were ministering from the subject matter of the fig tree parable. When the fig tree sheds forth her tender branches, know me that it is near, even at the door. The fig tree parable. Israel became a nation May 12, 1948. The fig tree, Israel was reestablished as a sovereign nation. They were scattered all over the world. And now God had brought them back to Jerusalem. You know, he said the generation that seed it would see it all fulfilled. The sign of his coming and the end of the age. Amen. We thank this dispensation that we're living in. You know, we're living in the end time. Amen. Tonight we're going to move a little bit further. Where tonight is coming from Matthew chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 35. Verse 35, 24, 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We bless your holy and righteous name, God. Father, as we approach your throne of grace, your throne of mercy, we lift our hands as a sign of surrender. We lift our hands to you, Lord God. We call on your holy and righteous name. We come pleading the blood. Let the blood prevail, God. We plead your precious blood. Wash us in your blood. Cleanse us now from all unrighteousness. Give us thy spirit, Lord God, afresh and anew. A fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. We call on the greatest teacher, that is, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. We ask him to lead us and guide us and teach us. Bring all things back to our remembrance, the things that are necessary for this worship experience on today. Now, Lord, we just cry out. You know, we yield this service into your hands. Our soul cries, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way. We take authority over every hindering spirit. We bind it up, we render it helpless over these services. We say, speak, Lord. Send your word with power and conviction. Now bless us, Lord, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept. Give us a heart, Lord God, to receive your word. We cry out for this lost generation of people, Lord God. We cry out for mercy while mercy can be found. We call on your name, Lord God, the very name whereby men must be saved. And we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon us. Have mercy, most merciful Father, and grant us your grace. Faith, God, to believe. Grace to perform that which you've already purposed in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank God. We thank God, and amen. The Word of God. The Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. Before there was an in or an out, before there was an up or down, before there was anything, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word was established in the beginning. The Word of God. Established, my word is forever established and have a foundation that cannot be moved. Before the word fails, God declared that heaven and earth would pass away. The whole world, the whole universe, the whole earth, everything is being maintained by the power of God's word. I mean, if we look around, you know, the earth is spinning and the sun is burning and stars are shining in the sky, the moon, ocean, and all these things, all these creatures are here, you know, and have been established for billions of years. Established, you know, to show you that the word is still standing. You know, the word is functioning and it's in the very purpose that God sent it out, accomplished the very thing that he called it to be. You know, the very thing that he declared in his word has stood the test of time. You know, God's word is not failing. You know, we can still look up in the heaven and still hear. You know, we can look up and the sun is still shining. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. A sure foundation, my word be true. Hallelujah. And let every man be a liar. You know, God is the word. Yeah, and he's an unfailing God. I'm not, you know, there is no failure in God. From generation to generation, he is God. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the beginning, he is the end. Amen. He is the I Am God, immutable. You know, immutable. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Unchanging, unfailing. Now, we can see this. You know, we can see this in our everyday experiences. The whole world, the whole universe is being helped by the power of his word. You know, the word. You know, everything consists, you know, in him, all things consist. Visible, invisible, dominions, thrones, principalities, powers, you know, all consist because of him, who he is. And we bless his holy and righteous name. The creatorial God who creates, who created all things. And by him all things consist. The unmoved mover, who's moving all things, while he himself is not moved. So we bless his holy and righteous name, who's everywhere at the same time. You know, he's everywhere, omnipresent, omnipotent. He knows all. Amen. the Word of God. He's called the Word. In the beginning was the Word. He is the Word. And Jesus Christ was the Word incarnated. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Amen? Amen. We are living in the end time. You know, this midnight call, the midnight cry. You know, it's not so much midnight situation, but midnight, you know, in the sense of the word, midnight, meaning the darkest time of life. You know, the darkest midnight is like just before another day, the dawning of another day. You know, we're moving toward, you know, a place and time where, you know, this one thing ends and another begins. You know, that's where we are. That's where we are. You know, the dark hours of life. You know, let's look at it. Let's go a little bit further let's see what the word has to say to us. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. You know, Jesus is waiting for his Father to say, go earthbound and get your bride. You know, the church was created on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the church was created. It's the bride of Christ. You know, a heavenly calling, a heavenly people who's seated in heavenly places of Christ Jesus. God called the people by his name. The ecclesia, the called out ones. You know, the Gentile, the church is made up of Jews as well as Gentiles. The church, spirit-filled believers who bear his name in the earth. You know, who have a heavenly calling. The church, you know, Jesus is waiting on the day when his Father tells him to go get his bride. You know, the word tells us the Lord himself shall descend in the cloud with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ will rise first. You know, he brings them back with him. You know, they're coming back to receive their bodies. The graves will, you know, the resurrection. He declared to Martha, I am the resurrection. The graves will, and the sea will give up their dead. They will come up and, you know, meet their bodies. You know, step into their bodies. The earth will give up those bodies. The dead in Christ will rise first. They're coming back for a glorified body and step into a glorified body, a heavenly body, a spiritual body. They bear the image of the heavenly. You know, they're coming back for their body. The Lord will descend with the saints. And they're coming back to redeem their bodies. And the Bible tells us, we which are alive and remain shall be changed. In the twinkling of an eye, we will take off this flesh. This flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. You know, we'll take off this, you know, this mortality and put on immortality, the glorified body. And we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The Bible says, comfort one another with these words. You know, Jesus Christ is coming back for his bride, for the church. You know, church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. A glorious church that would shew forth the praises of our God. Yeah. So he's coming back. The Bible declares that no man knows the day nor the hour that the Son of Man comes, that he will come like a thief in the night. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them and dwell as a woman with child. You know, Paul tells us the time and the season, brethren. You have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfect that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. When they simply, the very time and the very situation, when we think that he's not coming, you know, that's when he comes. And he's going to catch many unaware, you know, unaware of his coming. The rapture is going to occur in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The Bible said that we would be changed. But nobody knows the day nor the hour. We can know the season that we're living in. Jesus said that this generation that saw Israel become a nation would see it all fulfilled. The generation that saw Israel become a nation would see it all fulfilled. Let's look at what he says here in verse 33. Matthew 24 and verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily, verse 34, verily I said unto thee, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. We bless the Lord. We bless his holy and righteous name. Amen. Let's go down a little bit further. Verse 37. But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Noah and those eight souls, seven souls, were the only people that were saved that entered the ark. You know, they took animals, they took provision. God gave him the dimensions of the ark. And for years, they built this great ark, this boat, that all these creatures and these eight souls were to sustain. So, you know, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And when it started raining, there were millions, mind you, that were drowned in the sea, that were drowned in the flood. Yeah, millions, children, old, young, man and woman, were drowned in the flood. First of all, they never heard of rain. You know, before the flood, God would simply cause moisture to come up from the ground through the earth. And they never heard or seen anything called rain. So first of all, they had problems believing that. The world had slipped into a very chaotic state. Angels lost their first estate. They went into the daughters of Zion, seeing that they were fair, and created a whole race, whole other race of people, giants. You know, people were sinking deep in sin. You know, not in sin, but deep in sin. All kinds of lifestyles. Women with women, men with men. I mean, drinking and having fun and having a fit. sinking deep in sin. The nation that forgot about God, he said he would turn them into hell. You know, anybody sin would be a reproach to anybody. But because of the sin problem, God, you know, God allowed that dispensation to be destroyed. He brought a judgment against it. You know, the whole world, you know, it's a sad thing. Only 8 people, all the people on the planet, only 8 people were saved in the flood. You know, 8 people were saved. Only 8 people believe to preach word. Now that's sad. Nor preach the word. You know, repent. Change your ways. Turn back to God. You know, turn. You know, there must be a turning. There must be a turning. You know, man must come to a place. You know, we can't get so common with sin, common with the things of this world and this life. We've got to set ourselves apart. Sanctify yourself. Holy unto the Lord. This world is not our home. We're just pilgrims down here on a journey. You know, if you think it's your home, nobody comes here to stay. And we witness that. We're just here for a short while. Only 8 souls were saved that entered into the ark. And the rain came. And millions were destroyed. Millions were destroyed. They choose the life of sin over the life of God and godliness. You know, being holy and sanctified. They choose a life. You know, this time when people are simply lost in sin. You know, they were lost. They were sinking deep in sin and degradation. People in today's world will say and do almost anything. They will do almost anything. They will do anything. Perilous times, Brother Paul says, would come. Lovers of self more than lovers of God. Unholy, unthankful, you know, without natural affection. You know, this is the time that we're living in. It's all about ego, promoting pride, ego. You know, everybody wants to show off and show out. This is the world that we live in, sinking deep in sin. Eight souls were saved. That ark landed in a mountain called Iraq. 8 souls stepped out on dry land. And the first thing that they did was to build an altar and sacrifice animals upon the altar. God was grieved in his heart the very fact that he made man. The fact that he made man. He was grieved in his heart that he had to destroy everything because of the condition of man's heart. You know, that's sad. That's a very sad thing. Because only a fool would say in his heart that there's no God, that you just accidentally got here. that God is not there to sustain and the giver of life and everything, every perfect gift. I mean, only a fool would say that there's no God and that we don't need God. Only a fool would say that. But man, you know, God created him, crowned him with glory, that he might avenge the enemy. In fact, the question is asked in Psalms chapter 8, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory, and gave him dominion over the works of your hands, over the beasts of the field, the fish in the sea, and the creeping things that crawl or creep upon the ground. God made man his crown in glory. Man has a very special place in the heart of God. Adam was God's kind, God's son. What is man? We were made in his image and his likeness. We were made to worship him and to praise God. But somehow or another, we have fallen away from God. The world is turned into a wilderness. Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the hearts of man. Sin for a season. Sin for a season. You know, we people enjoy sin for a season. But the end leads to destruction. God was grieved over the condition of man's heart, so much so that he repented for the fact that he made man. My God. So he left here a rainbow in the clouds, in the sky, to remind himself and this covenant he's stated that he would no longer send a flood, send water. He would use fire next time to destroy this world. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God, his word on record. 39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Them that he foreknow, he called. Whom he called, he foreknow. And whom he foreknow, he justified. And to whom he justified, then he shall also glorify. The church, pilgrims traveling through a foreign land on their way to Beulah land. Abraham sought for a city whose builder and maker was God. You know, God uses this journey, this life journey, to separate the sheep from the goat, to separate the testing ground, you know, testing them, making us, molding us in this world, in this life, and life situations. You know, we are put to the test. We are, you know, either we're going to put the devil to shame or he's going to shame us. You know, things that you like, the enemy knows. So he puts temptation in front of us. Now, we have the ability to choose and decide who and what we're going to do and who we're going to serve. And we have those choices. We make up our own mind. God doesn't force us to make our minds up. You know, we choose whether or not we serve, be a servant of the flesh unto corruption, or a servant unto the spirit which reaps incorruption. You know, we will reap, the Bible tells us, if we faint not in due season. You know, whether you sow to your flesh or you sow to your spirit, the Bible tells us not to count blackness, to man count blackness. You know, God is not mocked like a man. He's not. He knows the condition of your heart. What are the things that he knows? He knows your heart. Man looks at the outer appearance. God looks at the heart. You know, we have to fight this good fight of faith. You know, we have to fight. Yeah. Paul tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ Jesus, and bringing every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ that liveth in me. If we learn to walk in the Spirit, the Bible says that we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For these are contrary one to the other. Those that are led by the Spirit, the Bible let us know, are the sons of God. And if that same Spirit dwell in you, it shall also quicken your mortal body. Resurrection power. Paul says that I might know him in the power of the resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, that I might know Christ. You know, the treasure in an earthen vessel. We, the people of God, must draw nearer with our whole heart. In these times that we're living, you know, we need to draw nearer to God. Sanctify ourselves. And live a life that glorifies, God. You know, live a life that's glorified. Sell out. We have to come to the conclusion that I am sold out for Christ. Paul says, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, present your body. Your body is the temple of the living God. The church, the ecclesia, call out ones, being led by the Spirit. Not carnal, not fulfilling carnal delights, but walking in the newness of the Spirit. You know, walking in the light, for he is the light of the world. Amen. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be about his business, doing the work of him who called you. He's wanting us to be about his business and glorifying God in your mortal flesh. You know, we can live this victorious life. You know, we can live this life so that the world can see Christ in you. Amen. You know, the time of Noah was a very dark time, very evil society that was sinking deep in sin. Let's think about why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. These were those cities that were around at that time, Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, that was just one of them. Then you got, you know, cities that God was so angry that fire and brimstone burnt the whole city down, turned it up, you know, not even recognizable. We have got to change our ways. We've got to grow stronger in the faith, stronger. We've got to draw nearer to him. We've got to learn how to pray and surrender and walk in his word, walk in his will. There was a time when we knew who Christians were by their life and their life living. You know, we knew who they were. Society knew who they were. Now it's hard to tell Christians or saints from just anybody in the world. You know, nobody can recognize us. You know, conversation has to change. The way we talk and the way we carry ourselves has to change, has to represent the one who we are representing, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The world has to see Christ in you. Amen. So we thank God for tonight's service. Matthew 24, the end time. We're living in the last and evil days. Do you want to be ready to meet him when he comes? To be caught up in the air, to be caught up with the Lord and the saints in the air. To go on home up in glory, to be with the Lord. Is this what you want to do? Is this your heart's desire? Is this what we live for? Is this what we're living for? Amen? The sacrifices we make. You know, where your heart is. The Bible says your treasures are there also. Where is your heart today? Is your affections on the things above or on the things of this earth? Where's your affection? What does it mean to you? You know, this is the question that we need to ask ourselves. What does it mean to you? Amen? Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless his holy and righteous name. We thank him for this service. Is there any questions? Is there any question about this word from tonight? If not, we're going to go ahead and close out. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the cry and the call, calling your people, Lord. We ask that their ears be open to hear the truth, to hear the gospel. Let them hear, God. Let this hearing be a sound in their ears, sound of rejoicing, sound, God, you know, when the righteous, when those that were ordained to eternal life, when they heard the gospel, they rejoiced in their hearts with thanksgiving. Let that be a rejoicing, God. let there be a rejoicing. Let there be a revival, God. You know, let the church wake out of sleep, God, God. Wake them out of sleep, Lord God. Let there be a freshness in their worship experience. You know, we can go back to the time when we first got saved, back to that excitement. You know, let there be a change. Oh, God, let there be a turning in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we bless you for preparing your people, Lord God, for the soon coming. Let there be a burning, a fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a fire, Lord. Oh, God. Let there be a celebration. The lost son came home, and there was a feast, a great feast that was prepared, excitement for the lost son that came home. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God, let there be, oh, Shabbat. Glory, Father. Let there be a fresh crowd of glory returned to the earth. Let there be a move of the Spirit. Let the revival go forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Break the shackles and the chains of sin and damnation. Breathe a fresh air, fresh breath. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit, the breath of life, that we might live. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, wake out of sleep. Church is sleeping, taking a nap. Let there be a rejoicing in the heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, thank you for new mercy. New mercies, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace to believe. Faith to believe and grace to perform that which you purpose in their heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, have your way now. Holy Spirit, speak into our lives. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Lord is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come. We bless you, God, for all things. We praise you, God, for all things. We glorify you in the earth. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank God. We thank God. And amen. This ends our night service. God bless you.
If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
One more time,
oh sweet spirit, come on everybody.
Oh sweet spirit.
like a cool dew that drops.
Let your anointing
saturate me. Glory.